die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina weekdae tussen 3 en 6.
Ons het vir jou gister gesê ons gaan bietjie met hom gesels en ek praat van politieke analis meneer Moletsi Mbeki en I've always said Nina that if I had to choose a presidential candidate Mr. Moletsi Mbeki would be my presidential candidate. He is with us via Zoom. Hi sir, how are you?
I'm great. Good to hear from you.
Good afternoon, sir.
We haven't talked for a long time.
It's been ages, but it's. I'm glad that your number is still the same after almost 5 years. So I was very impressed to see when I got the call back yesterday. But would you ever consider maybe picking up? I know your brother and yourself. You've been part of the politics for way too long. But would you pick up if South Africa really needed you to step up? Would you take the main chair?
No, definitely. You see, that then we would be called an aristocracy, which is, as you know, is a bad idea.
Yes.
So no. Or we'll be called, I don't know, a cabal, Mbeki cabal, or something along those lines.
But so you know what the thing is, that so many South Africans have a lot of appreciation for yourself and your brother and a great admiration for what you guys have done for politics and how you understand how politics work. Do you think South Africa is in a good spot at the moment?
Well, you know, I for the last 3 days, I've been on the reporting staff of one of the television channels covering the BRICS summit, and when you look at where our fellow BRICS members are, the existing five and the new six are, and you compare them to South Africa, really we have a lot to be ashamed of. We should be doing a lot better than we're doing. In fact, China felt so sorry for us. They offered us some money to save our electricity. So that's how badly we're doing.
Sure.
Mr. Mbeki, do you think that, you know, it's been years since we became a democratic country and the ANC made a lot of promises. Do you think they've delivered to this stage?
Well, you see, the ANC promised to uplift everybody. You know, if you remember their famous slogan. But actually what it succeeded to do was to create a black African middle class. So that's, and a few very rich, very wealthy black African ANC politicians through the Black Economic Empowerment Program. So yes, it has achieved that objective. But for the great majority of South Africans, most South African actually today, if you look at our figures in terms of our GDP per capita, our wealth per head, South Africans are poorer today than they were 10 years ago.
Sure. So, sorry, sir, continue.
Yeah, so overall, I think taking the nation as a whole, we've become poorer under the ANC government.
Mm. So you mentioned BEE. Do you think it succeeded in what it planned to do when it set out?
Well, you know, BEE, my first encounter with BEE was not from the ANC. One day I was attending a meeting of business tycoons, although I'm not a tycoon, I was representing Kosatu. I was the poor cousin in that meeting. And that meeting was addressed by a gentleman called Steph Nodier. This was around 1991. Steph Nodier, at the time, he was Director General in the de Klerk administration in the Department of Trade and Industry. He mentioned that there is a policy that is being prepared called Black Economic Empowerment. That was the first time I heard about Black Economic Empowerment. So when I asked him who is preparing this policy, so he gave me a phone number of the man who was preparing the policy, and his name was Attie du Plessis, who was the brother of Baron du Plessis.
Wow.
So did you know that?
No, I never knew that.
No, but you see, most of us in the country don't know. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time and being a wrong person. So anyway, the Black Economic Empowerment Policy was actually developed by Sanlam, because Attie du Plessis was one of the senior executives in Sanlam, and him and Marinus Darling are the people who developed the late... both of them are late now. But anyway, they are the two who developed this policy of Black economic empowerment.
But the implementation thereof was the responsibility of the ANC, and that hasn't necessarily been executed to plan.
Well, no, the first implementation of Black economic empowerment, if you remember, was actually by Sanlam. They used one of their company called Metropolitan Life. You remember it was Dr. Mutlana,
yes.
They created that company. So that was the private sector's version of Black economic. And then Cyril Ramaphosa went to the government, then under President Thabo Mbeki, and sold the idea of Black economic empowerment to President Mbeki. And of course, President Mbeki didn't ask for my advice, because I would have told him, don't accept it. But anyway, he didn't ask for my advice. So they passed a law called BEE Act of 2003.
Well, Mr. Mueletsi, we're going to just hold on to that conversation. We're going to be back with it now. We're just going to the traffic, and then we'll chat to you again. This Mueletsi Mbeki, he's a politieke analis. Love video. Saam met ons op die lyn, journalist en politieke analis, meneer Mueletsi Mbeki. Mr. Mbeki, you were mentioning former President Thabo Mbeki, who is also your brother. When you guys get together for a braai on the weekend, do you need to say, do you still address him as Mr. President?
No, nobody in the family addresses him as Mr. President.
I thought that was a formal agreement that, you know, once you become president, everybody must call you Mr. President.
Except your
everybody
brother.
Everybody except members of the family.
Mr. Mbeki, so you were covering the BRICS summit over the past few days. Can you just give us an overview of what happened, some positives for our country that came out of the BRICS summit, and also then, okay, maybe we shall start with the one or two negative things that came out of the BRICS summit this week.
Well, first, I think South Africa hosted the summit very well. We have to give the government credit for it. It went very smoothly. Everyone said whatever they wanted to say. Our guests managed to speak. And there was a big achievement where India landed on the moon with his spacecraft there during the summit.
Wow!
And the spirit between the participants, the heads of state and the delegation, I think the morale was very good, and the spirit of cooperation was very positive. So I think it went very well in terms of us. What do we get out of BRICS? Well, we can get a huge amount of benefit from BRICS, but we have to get our act together. We have to get our economy back on the road instead of on its back, which is where it is sitting. Because countries like India, like China, you know, they are get up and go countries. They do things. They have enormous amount of energy. And South Africa is at a very low energy, is a very low energy country at the moment.
Literally.
Compared to the other members, Brazil and so on.
We look like Russia. The younger brother who's still just hanging around with a hangover.
Yeah, exactly. Who's drinking below age?
Exactly. While below, that's
drinking
the one.
And smoking while below age. Probably smoking a bit of dacha now and then.
Exactly. We're the nonsense one.
Yes, but we're good at throwing parties. So
yeah.
You get a party and you get a party. Everyone gets a party.
Yes. Yeah.
But so, you
but
mentioned, yeah.
Really, BRICS for South Africa, for the South African economy and for the people of South Africa is a fantastic opportunity. We have to get off, you know, our feeling sorry for ourselves and get on with life.
So, like Nina mentioned, what was good that came out of this, except for the hosting that was done well and that we know we need to work on our economy. But the discussions that took place over the last 3 days, what was positive in terms of South Africans would probably benefit within the next 5 to 10 years from these agreements?
Well, I think the most positive thing was that the five member countries agreed to bring on board six other members into BRICS, which means that the voice of BRICS in world affairs gets bigger, is louder, and can be heard more, which, of course, is also the voice of South Africa. So South Africa being part of this, now there are 11 member countries, so our voice it gets amplified by the fact by our membership to an expanded BRICS. But as I said, economically there are huge opportunities, but we have to work very hard to drive the growth of our economy, the diversification of our economy. I mean, for example, I think there was an agreement about expansion of avocado exports to China, and citrus to Russia. So there are huge opportunities for South Africa, but we have to get going and take advantage of these opportunities. Now there are new members like Argentina, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates. So these new members, I think, they will be opening up their markets to South Africa. So that is good news for South Africa.
Mr. Meki, and then with the, the elections happening next year, you've known President Cyril Ramaphosa for a very, very long time. Do you think he's the right person to keep leading us into this this new stage or this transition that we need to go through to get our economy back on track?
Well, I think not just President Ramaphosa, I think the ANC should have been retired maybe 5-10 years ago. Both Mr. Ramaphosa and his party.
Well, I think a lot of people just fell off their chairs with that comment that you made there.
But I think most people feel that way, that they are not doing the country any good. Look at our levels of unemployment. More than 40% of our population is unemployed. They have very poor policies on education, on health, and they have very, very poor, they haven't facilitated the growth of our business sector, and our economy is, you know, countries like China are growing at 6% we are growing at 0.3%.
Oh, my goodness.
And the ANC stands up there and is dancing and singing and enjoying the economic growth. So I think, you know, the ANC is more than 100 years old. I think they should really retire.
So, Mr. Mbeki, what do you think is the best that can come out of next year's election? The best result?
Yeah, I think our problem in South Africa is that for the last 100 years, our politics have been dominated by single party. And this is bad for South Africa. If you are in a democracy, for the democracy to work, there has to be proper political competition. We haven't had political competition in South Africa since 1924. Now, I'm using 1924, which was when the National Party first came to power.
Mm-hmm.
The National Party from 1924 to 1939 was the dominant party. There was no competition to it. And then it pulled out of government. Nobody pushed it out. It decided to pull out of government over disagreements on whether to be involved in the Second World War or not. And then it came back again in 1948. And it was the dominant party until 1994. So that's single party dominance that I'm talking about. Mm. And then since 1994, which is almost 30 years now, the ANC has been the dominant party and there's been no competition to the ANC. Mm. Now, this single dominant party is bad for democracy. So I'm hoping that all these initiatives that are being taken, like the recent one, the remodeled Moonshot Pact, renamed, I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, the coalition agreement.
Yes, this new coalition, that maybe they can actually form themselves into a party, into a proper party instead of a coalition of small parties.
Mr. Mbeki,
then we can have proper competition.
Mm. Well, that's what it's all about. It's having competition and holding people accountable.
Yeah.
But Mr. Mbeki, thank you so very much for your time, especially on a Friday afternoon. It is always fantastic to hear your views and just to speak to you. And hopefully we can have a chat again soon.
Oh, definitely. Great talking to you guys. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
You too, sir.
Dis meneer Moletsi Mbeki. Hy's 'n politieke analis en joernalis. En baie dankie vir sy tyd natuurlik. Altyd goed om met die man te praat en sy oopkopgeit oor die politiek. En altyd net die beste wat hy soek vir Suid-Afrika.
Kuier maandag tot vrydag saam Dobie en Nina. 3 tot 6. Net hier op die Groot Trek. Op Groot FM 90.5.